91X News.
It's plus 12 and sunny. I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X News. A $75,000 fundraising campaign has been announced to bring new digital mammography and ultrasound equipment to the Prince Edward County Memorial Hospital. Miller Reynolds has more.
Quinty Healthcare President and CEO Mary Egberts says the new digital equipment has distinct advantages over the old film-based equipment.
The images are stored electronically and can be viewed anywhere across the QHC hospital sites and also with the Prince Edward County Memorial Family Health Team.
QHC has also been working for over a year to plan a new building for Prince Edward County Memorial. Miller Reynolds, 91X News.
Police in Whippy are asking children and parents to check their Halloween treats after a girl found a needle in a piece of candy. The 11-year-old girl was eating the candy last night when she found the small needle. The girl was not injured by the incident. Police say Halloween treats should be checked thoroughly. A Tennessee family is crediting a doll with saving their lives after fire engulfed their home. Smoke alarms in the home were not working at the time, but the sound of a baby crying woke up 17-year-old Kristen Deason to find her home filled with smoke. She alerted her family, and they all got out safely. The sound came from a baby simulator used in classes to teach teenagers how to be parents. Kristen had programmed the doll to cry at 3 a.m., which it did, and saved their lives. Actress Lindsay Lohan appears in a Los Angeles courtroom today. She is expected to be sent to jail for the fourth time after failing to attend community service at a downtown shelter. Reporter Abby Boudreaux has more from California.
The LA city attorney is planning to ask the judge to send Lohan back to jail. Now, if that happens, experts tell us she likely will not spend too much time locked up because of the massive jail overcrowding here in California.
Lohan's lawyer is likely to note that she has worked for the 15 days required at the LA County Morgue. A key behind-the-scenes associate of famed Motown quartet The Four Tops has died. George Roundtree, who worked as the group's musical director for more than 30 years, died Sunday in a Las Vegas hospital. Roundtree was 61. Well, if you see a number of smaller employees around the office today, don't worry, you're not being replaced. Today is Take Your Kids to Work Day, and about 200,000 students from all parts of the country are expected to take part. More than 75,000 employers are welcoming them into a wide range of workplaces. The Learning Partnership, which runs the event, says that the program is really about giving a sense of possibilities for young people and explaining the options to make decisions about which career path they want to take. That's news to 202. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
The Toronto Maple Leafs and New Jersey Devils are looking to get their goalies back tonight. James Reimer of the Leafs and the Devils' Martin Brodeur both practiced today and will be game-time decisions. The two teams play tonight at 7:30 in Newark. There are two other games in the NHL tonight. The Buffalo Sabres welcome the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Phoenix Coyotes visit the Colorado Avalanche. The Belleville Bulls will receive a welcome face to the lineup tonight. Rookie forward Daniil Zharkov will make his Bulls debut as the Ottawa 67s come to town. The Bulls' first-round choice in the 2011 import draft has been out with a broken collarbone since training camp. Puck drop is at 7:05 at the Yardman. Toronto's own Joey Votto can add another piece of hardware to his trophy case. The Cincinnati Reds slugger has been recognized as the best defensive first baseman in the National League, winning his first-ever Gold Glove Award. The 2010 NL MVP is the first Canadian to win a Gold Glove since Larry Walker pulled it off back in 1999. Anthony Calvillo is in the running for a third straight CFL Most Outstanding Player Award. The all-time CFL leader in practically every offensive category among quarterbacks has been named the Montreal Alouettes nominee. Every team had a player nominated for the award. The 39-year-old led the league in passing yards and touchdowns this past season. Frank McCourt and Major League Baseball have settled their differences. The MLB gave the go-ahead for McCourt to sell his Los Angeles Dodgers today. The full sale of the Dodgers will include the sale of media rights. That's sports. Here's Harrison Perkins with 91X Weather.
Today, sunshine, high 13. Tonight, a few clouds, low 9. Thursday, increase in cloudiness in the morning, high 11. Friday, sunshine on the way with a high of 6. It's plus 12. I'm Harrison Perkins with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.